cavalry skills passed down for generations from father to son. Each the proud bearer of the heritage of his warrior ancestors. At a sacred prayer site, Serengilpo, a native of these parts, makes his offering to these ancestors and the divine. After the fall of the last Gugay king, Saparang became an unpleasant place for its citizens. The Ladakhis administered the region for 50 years before being driven out by the Tibetans and their Mongol allies.
The Mongols did not take well to the deep canyons and dry lands of western Tibet. They decided to relocate the capital to higher, more open ground. With that relocation of the capital of western Tibet, Gugay utterly falls into ruin and decay, which is continuing to the very present day.
After the defeat and demise of Gugay's last king, the reins of power were eventually taken over by the spiritual leader of another Buddhist sect, the Fifth Dalai Lama. Ironically, the king's brother, the abbot who fought for a Buddhist state, had won the final battle after all. The ancient kings of Gugay had a vision of a land of Dharma, of sacred holiness, which has left an indelible mark, not only on Saparang, but on all of Tibet. Their gift of Buddhism remains strong and deeply ingrained in the memory of what was once a great kingdom, the kingdom of Gugay.